Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. It's going to be a shorter piece, my friends, because when you're busy and you're in a new place with a fresh storm in the roofing business, not a lot of free time. Not to mention, I do currently have a girlfriend, and so that also requires a lot of my attention as well. And you know what? I think what I'm going to do, my friends, before we get into the subject of the day, which is staying focused on success, is, you know what, I think I'm going to have to do like a Biblical Bachelor 2.0, or I'm going to have to do some kind of update of how you can juggle a relationship if you want to, like what to expect and what they're like if you choose to engage in them, and the pros and cons of it, almost like a second half to the Biblical Bachelor discussing the advantages of being single, as well as the advantages of being in a relationship, and then talking about the disadvantages of both, and talking about how to make both work on this journey that you have that I may know nothing about. At the end of the day, this is your journey, not mine. I'm just one man with my opinion. That's what this show is one man's opinion with research and history to back it all up. But that's, I think I need to do that, because it's one thing for us, an outsider looking in, to say something. It's another when you're doing it. It's another when you, for example, you ask guys who've been divorced, right? And they'll tell you about what they thought going into the marriage, what they thought during the marriage, and what they now think after the marriage. In the same way that I can talk about a serious relationship as someone who's going into it and someone who's in it. I don't plan on an ending. I don't at the current moment. But at least I can talk about what it is before and then during, and how your perspective either stays staunchly the same or it's forced to evolve over time. And that's human, by the way. Very human. I can't stand people who want to sit on the sidelines and they have no experience and they want to tell people what to do. It's another thing if they're not willing to understand that you can give advice, you can give your experience, but the one thing that people will refuse to do is take accountability for their own actions. I can't stand people who don't want to take accountability for their own actions. I don't care if they're male, female, non-binary, an animal, an alien. I don't care. I'm sick and tired of people not taking responsibility for their own actions. I hate it. It makes me sick. That being said, I can't stay for too long because I have a meeting I need to get to with a homeowner. But the one thing I really wanted to talk about in this brief piece that I think I'll be doing more of, because it's not just for you, it's for me as well. My friends, I want you to know that as a young guy, I'm 24 years young. It's hard out here. It really is. You feel as though you should be at a certain level, but you're not. You feel like you should be making a certain amount a year because you're pouring your life and your soul into everything that you do, but you're not seeing the results that you want. You know, one of the things I like about the internet is people talk about their experiences, but the one fact that I don't like, that I don't know if maybe you agree, disagree, why is it that so many people will talk about their journey, and then when they talk about their journey, they'll talk about how they were broke and whatnot, but then they won't go into detail about what it was like in the day-to-day, how hard it was, how hard the grind was, and how they almost gave up, and then they show them winning. They like to play down the part where they were just putting in the horrible, boring, difficult grind to get to where they are now. Why is it so many people, they don't start it at square one? They want you to only see when they're winning at step four or step five. My friends, I'm not a rich man. I'll tell you that right now. If I was, I'd be having a whole camera crew filming me right now while it's raining outside. In Georgia, that's what I'd be doing if I was a rich man. But I'm not a rich man. I'm a guy with a phone, okay? Who left my setup that I used to have. If you watch some of my older videos, I had a pretty nice setup, and I still have it, most of it anyway. But I don't have the ability to stream the nice stuff I used to do because I decided to go out on a limb and take a chance. And I'm still on, by the way. I decided to take this chance. Go on the road. Find a new adventure for myself. And you know what? So far, it has not been a disappointment on the adventure front. But my friends, that's part of the Biblical Bachelor journey. It's to understand that adversity is not your adversary, it is your ally. That's what forges people is fire, not the nice, calm breeze. No, it's the difficult, teeth-grinding, back-aching, mind-numbing stuff that you gotta go through every single day. That's what makes you a tough man. That is what will make you a stronger person in the man that you want to be. Not sitting back at a comfy office and a cushy job. No, it's not gonna make you where you want to go. That's gonna make you just be docile, passive. I don't want that for you. I want you to win. But do you want to win, or are you too afraid to lose? Because so many people are just too afraid to lose. They don't want to risk winning because that would imply they have to risk losing. And my friends, I'll tell you, I put myself out of my comfort zone every day when I get into my car. Why? Because I'm either going to knock on people's doors who don't know me to ask for a roof inspection, or I'm going to deal with the insurance people who treat me like a parasite, or I'm going to talk about, you know, paperwork and legal stuff when it comes to insurance work and projects and money and whatnot with people who don't really know me, but I have something that they need, which is a service, and I'm doing it out of the goodness of my heart up until the point where I get paid off a commission. And my friends, that's not easy, man. It sucks a lot of the time. It sucks a lot of time, I'll tell you the truth. But it's been self-improvement at light speed as far as I'm concerned. And the reason I say that is not to show you how good, Austin, you're so great and you're so brave. No, that's not the point. The point is, what's stopping you from going out on a limb? What's stopping you from doing something? Do you work at that same punk-ass job you don't like? Or are you rotting away in an office that might as well be your coffin every day, the paperwork becoming like a mummy wrap on your body and on your mind? Is that what you're doing every day? If that's what you love, God bless you. Go ahead, do it. But if you hate that job and you don't like it and it bores you out of your mind, then why are you doing it? Why are you not going out there and doing what you want to do? Are you risking it? Hell yeah, you're risking it. But if you want to get out of the rat race of doing what everybody else is doing, working a 9-to-5 job that you don't like, to buy things that you're going to throw away, then you got to do something different that everybody else is not doing. Duh. Think about it. Think about it. If you want to be extraordinary, you got to do something extra than what the ordinary people are doing. Duh. I mean, I'm not trying to talk to you like you're dumb, but this had to click for me. And the problem is a lot of people, they want to do what everybody else is doing and not get what everybody else is getting, which is just the bare minimum. And the leftovers are their bosses. That's the problem, is people, they don't want the leftovers that their boss gives them, but they also want to be able to, they want to not have their leftovers of their boss, but they don't want to try to take their boss's job. They don't want to be out here trying to do something their boss ain't doing. They don't want to risk something that nobody else is risking. But they want all the payout, but they don't want to take the risk. And my friends, stop being that guy if that's you. I can't stand people like that. If you want to go and stay in your lane that's been carved out for you, go ahead and do that. I'm not stopping you. More money for me to be made on commission. Go ahead. You can do what you want to do. But don't sit out here and pretend like you're out here bossing out when you're not. You're out here being somebody else's paper boy. Don't pretend like you're being a boss, because you're not. My friends, I'm not sitting here pretending like I'm some boss dude and I know everything and I'm this king. No, I'm a guy who's grinding to become what I want to become. And that's why you see me with a cheap setup that I'm lurking with right now instead of this multi-million dollar crew and editor and everything else. Why? Because I don't have the money for that. I don't. And my friends, will there come a time where I do? Yeah, you better believe it. Yes, there will, but it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's going to happen after I keep grinding my ass off and I eventually get to the point that I want to be at. Not going to happen tomorrow, like I said, in the same way that you're not going to see a return tomorrow on the work you put in today. But I got to let you guys go because I'm pulling up to my client's house right now to pick out some colors for her roof, but then got approved by insurance, so y'all have to, I'll have to let y'all go. But I say this to you because I want to motivate you. I want to push you to get to that next level that I am working towards. I want you to win. I want you to win with me. My friends, you take care of yourselves, and I gotta go, because I got work to do. What's stopping you from putting in the work today? Go and put yourself out of your comfort zone. Don't sit there and be comfortable. Take care of yourselves, my friends. And I gotta head out of here. Peace.